Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about Arkansas and how the cat and mouse game that is taking place all over the country has reached there. And we'll talk about what occurred, what it means, and kind of talk about a wider strategy issue that has come up that people may not really understand the significance of. Okay, so what happened? A group in Arkansas got more than 100,000 signatures to get a measure on the ballot that would basically block abortion bans. The way I read it, it looks kind of like the government can't do anything there. The state government can't do anything to in any way impede anything before 18 weeks. So they made the announcement that they had it on Friday. Okay, this is playing out all over the country, these ballot initiatives. I want to say there are five that are guaranteed to be on the ballot in 2024, 11 possible. As far as signatures, I know we talked about Arizona doing this recently. Nebraska did it too. I don't think we even covered that one. There are a lot of efforts to get this underway. Okay, so obviously you have the reproductive rights issue at play here, and that's why these are happening. The reason people are paying close attention to them is because it will likely increase voter turnout. And that's where the question arises, because people have kind of, you know, sent messages in saying, well, if they had 100,000 signatures, they, you know, those people would show up to vote. When you're in an incredibly red state, you may not show up to vote. Not for the candidates, because you may not have a realistic expectation of your vote mattering. However, in this case, this is something that may drive people to the polls. When they show up to vote on one of the ballot initiatives, they will probably also vote for candidates. So from a strategic standpoint, the movements that are pushing for wider reproductive rights, whether they like it or not, they are aligned electorally with the Democratic Party, because every one of these ballot initiatives is going to end up helping them in some way. So that's why the Democratic Party is so interested in keeping track of these and knowing what's going on, because it will likely increase voter turnout. And even if it isn't significant, it creates a situation where the Republican Party has to kind of weigh and guess how much influence it's going to have. And if they determine it's going to have an impact, well, then they have to spend money in races that normally they really wouldn't have to spend a lot of money in. So that's the strategic aspect of what's going on. The idea is that these will bring people to the polls that under other circumstances may not come. And that is why the battle over these ballot initiatives is taking place everywhere. The suits over the phrasing of the ballots, the challenging of the petitions, and all of this. It's high stakes, even though it seems kind of boring. But this is one of those things that...
Awaken your senses with a curiously refreshing Hendrick's Cucumber Lemonade.
Curious how?
Cue the aroma.
Marvelous.
Cue the taste.
Magnificent.
Cue the cucumber.
That's the refreshing secret.
Hendrick's is uncommonly crafted with cucumbers, roses, artistry, and imagination. Other gins are ordinary, but Hendrick's is
refreshingly curious.
Discover Hendrick's Gin cocktail recipes at HendricksGin.com. Please drink the unusual responsibly. Hendrick's Gin, 44% alcohol by volume. Bottled and imported by William Grant & Sons, New York, New York. Copyright 2024.
Realistically could have a pretty big outcome in a lot of races, have a pretty big influence. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.